Why do you want to know that?
Why?
It
tells me how big the account
is. It tells you how big the account is. Now, let me tell you an example. This has actually happened. I'm going through my database, and I see this company called the White Paper Company. And I'm having trouble with my copier. I got this thing, the whoop-de-doo does all this kind of stuff, but every now and then it destroys the master. So I call up the company, and I say, listen, I've got a company over here, and I'm just wondering if I could buy some kind of special paper or something to make my copier work better when I'm doing books. You know, most of the time I'm just copying this and that. It's no big deal. But when I run through 30 copies or 500 copies of a book, I don't want to be screwing around with the copier. I want it to work, and I don't care what I have to pay for the paper. I just don't want to be in there taking things apart and so on. So I get this salesperson on the phone, and I tell the salesperson, you know, I got a Mita copier, and, you know, it's this model, it does this and that, and so on and so forth. Then, you know, sometimes this and that happens. And the salesperson says to me, oh, where are you located? So I say, well, I'm over in Birmingham. It's around 60 Mile and Wilbur in that area. And the person says, this is Tuesday, about 9:30 in the morning. The person says, oh, hell, I'm over in Livonia. I'm about 45 minutes away. I could be over there before lunch if you want me to come over and take a look at it. What do you think about that, Matthew?
Well, sounds like he's... I feel comfortable with it, that he wants to come and see what the problem is.
Let me ask you what you think, Gary.
I think it's a good idea, because it's offering you help. But
okay. Go ahead.
I don't think it's such a good idea. You have to find out what the problem is.
You have to find... Okay, here's how the call should be handled. Mr. Mitchell, I understand you're having some trouble with your copier. Thank you so much for calling the White Paper Company. We've been in business solving paper problems for 86 years. We've got 4 research paper scientists on staff. We could solve any paper problem that you might have. And Mr. Mitchell, just for your information, I've been working in the Detroit metropolitan area solving paper problems for 15 years, and my name is John. Now, Mr. Mitchell, can you tell me a little bit about your problem? Okay, so I tell people about your problem. Okay, Mr. Mitchell, I'd like to make a record for your company. Would that be okay with you? I need to ask you some information as I put this into the record. Okay, sure, go ahead. Mr. Mitchell, could I ask you for your address? Oh, sure. And is that this way? And is your name John, J-O-H-N, M-I-T, all this kind of stuff, phone, fax, so on and so forth? And Mr. Mitchell, can you tell me how many employees you have there? Now, some people don't want to tell you how many employees they have. So you just say, Mr. Mitchell, can you tell me how many employees you have? Is it less than 1,000? That's the key number, less than 1,000. And if they say, oh, we only got 10 over here, yeah, it's way less. Okay, but I don't care. I don't care if it's 12, 18, 400. If it's less than 1,000 and they say, yeah, oh, yeah, it's way less than 1,000, I'll put 100 down there. I don't care. I just want to get a ballpark. Oh, no, we just me and a couple others over. We don't have much of a... Okay. Well, Mr. Mitchell, I'll be out your way next Tuesday, and I'll be working at Kmart's World Headquarters before they closed. I could stop over at your place next Tuesday at 4:30, if that would be fine for you. Would that be okay? Oh, sure, that's fine. Mr. Mitchell, in the meantime, I wonder if I could send you a couple of sample sleeves of paper reams that we have here, and maybe we could run a little test, and when I come over, we'll take a look at it, and I'll bring some more with me. Now, think about that. What's the difference between what actually happened? This sales guy was going to run over to Mitchell Selling Dynamics. Let me ask you, how much paper do you think Mitchell Selling Dynamics uses in a year, Brian? Let me ask you. Give me a wild, what is that? SWAG, right?
Pieces, sleeves, what are we talking, pallets?
Dollars.
Pallets.
Yeah, dollars. How much profit is there in paper? Let me ask you that question. Let me tell you that if a sales guy is going to drive over to Mitchell Selling Dynamics 45 minutes on Tuesday at 9:30, that guy ought to be shot. That's how much paper we use.
More than 1,000 pieces.
They say that a salesperson costs his company $300 for one face-to-face visit. And that's a number that's an old number. It's probably higher than that today. $300 for a face-to-face visit. So that salesperson is going to run over to Mitchell Selling Dynamics and spend God knows how much time screwing around my copier. The professional way, get all the information. If the guy says, yeah, we got 10,000 employees over here, pow, I'm there, on the spot. Not going over to do customer service on some little guy that can never buy the paperback to pay for my effort, because that cuts the profits down. But I'm not totally disregarding this Mitchell selling dynamics. I'm going to try to tune him in. I'm going to be over at a measured account, 4:30, next Tuesday. Stop in and see you. In the meantime, you can run a test on your own. And that's the proper way.
Hey, John.
Yes, sir.
I'd just like to intervene there one little point.
Okay.
On the carbide end of it, I mean, you could call some guy up, and the person in the office says, well, we've got 10 total people working here, and instantly you're thinking, okay, really small outfit. But on the other hand, they might have three
shifts.
CNC lathes running all three shifts. Six
right. Oh, yeah.
Machinists, and they're running freaking 718 yeah. engine all right. day long. And
I'm not saying you're going to not go over there. And I'm not saying you're not going to go over there right that minute. You could.
But on the other hand, then maybe your question should be a little bit different if you apply the same thing in the metal cutting industry. The question should be, like, what do you do? What kind of machinery as well?
Oh, sure,
yeah.
What type of industry do you support?
Yeah. If you start out your record, if you start out your questions with, I'm going to fill out a record here,